You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Nidah brought to you, Miben Chalmot Yerushalayim, is Daf Mem, and we are about to begin another amazing episode, Perek Yotzei Dofen. Find another Helek Perek. Yotzei Dofen in Yoshvim Alav Yemei Tum'ah V'Yemei Tahara. So continuing on now with issues of birth, how about if it isn't a birth? How about if it's a C-section delivery? The Tanakhama holds there's no dinim of Leda in terms of Yemei Tum'ah V'Yemei Tahara, and therefore also in Chayalim. A lot of Korban, there's no din of a Korban, you'll let it, because there was no Leda. It's interesting that the Rambam writes that he's really amazed that apparently there must be such operations in which the mother survives. Because in his time, he says, I don't know, this is a Dvar Pella. It's not understandable how someone could survive such an operation. Because they didn't have antibiotics. And they open up the operation, they save the baby. The mother would die. So what's in the Gaya Tumah V'Tayra? She's dead. Interesting. The Gemara, it's like, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harezeki Alud, as we've seen many times, Rabbi Shimon Shita is, that a Yotze Dofen is a regular Leda. Kol Anashim Mitam'ot Bebayit HaChitzon, Shinem Ardam Yezova Bivsara. So as soon as the blood comes into the range of the vagina and it's left the cervix, it's already basically considered to be bifsara, and it's batami. Masha'inke, by a male, a zavabal, carry a non-batami, achiteitse to matan lachutz. So even if the urethra is filled with zivas, or with keri, the person is not tummy. And therefore, as we saw earlier, haya ochel b'truma, so the zekoin is eating truma, he's about to ejaculate, and ergishin is vazeuevaram, he should squeeze his penis to make sure that no sperm comes out, ubaleat ha'truma, and therefore he will not be tummy at that time, because he has enough time to swallow. And that's what's important, because we don't care, as we would by Anita, that the dam is already b'chutz. And furthermore, zov and keri is metame even the tiniest bit. This doesn't mean that zivas and keri is metame as a substance. It means as a re'iyah. As a substance, as a shir of a kadash. But as a re'iyah, it doesn't matter even the slightest bit. Kena kardal, and even less of a pachot mika. Umre money bar patish. Maita maya rabbanon. Why the rabbanon hold that a C-section is not considered to be a birth? Omakra isha ki tazria v'yalda. What in the world is the connection between hazra'a and leida? Achetevet b'makom shi'mazra'at. Therefore, it's coming to tongue. It's specifically vaginal. Just like we don't insert sperm through her side, we cannot take out a vlad from her side and have it still be called a leida. That's beautiful, dear. Of course, we saw that there were other things that were in the diet from here.
I was just thinking, what if in modern days you could have...
It's still vaginal.
The lotion has real. I don't understand that.
Nobody really knows. That's the truth. But in this case, it's clearly referring to some kind of sexual act. And it has to, So either it refers to vaginal fluids, but it's something to do with isha mazriya tchila, something to do with sex. It's not
not fertilization per se, but
no, because otherwise, what's nagia intercourse mazriya tchila? Who climaxes first? But yeah, it's funny. So nobody's quite sure what this means.
She makes
seed,
but her egg is her seed.
No, that's also not, and it just has to do.
The egg is in a different place, right?
Yeah. Yes, I wouldn't be nagea stimulation either. The Gemara clearly makes it nagea arousal. because it talks about the Mashal HaBeten, all of these things, B'schar, right? B'schar HaBeten, B'schar Mashin Al Atzman, or to be Boil V'Sheine. Obviously, it's arousal issues. Arousal is completely unrelated to ovulation. Yeah. So, they, yeah, it's got to be...
Within the child.
Hmm?
Within the vaginal
child. Okay, in any event, so this teaches my... that only in such a case a vaginal delivery is called a delivery and not elsewhere. Rabbi Shimon, and what about according to Rabbi Shimon, oh, the C-section is also a delivery? No, that means, as we saw before, it's like we said before, that even where the child has been completely crushed, has been turned back into liquid, so it's Ke'en She'izriya, so it's about the way that it was when she conceived it, makes no difference, it's still Tmei Aleda. The Rabbanon, of course, don't need this pasuk, because according to them, for Shoya is Babayat Abayat Tamei, because we assume that it was crushed as it was delivered, not before delivery. Rabbi Shimon. Okay, this is all very nice, but what is Rabbi Shimon's Svara? Now, I mean, you'd think Rabbi Shimon's Svara is what we just said. In other words, since we don't need it for that pasuk, but the truth is that the Rishonim speak out that there would be other. Why didn't he? The Rosh learns that it means why didn't he learn it the way the Rabbonim learned it? But Rashi explains that that wouldn't be necessary, but it would still be shayach if you know for a fact that it was Nima. That's how the Rosh learns. Okay, the other Rishonim give out the pshatim, but the Rashi says that this is always the derech of the Gemara. That even though will we explain why someone wouldn't hold of someone else's pshat, it doesn't mean that the natural pshat in not holding that pshat is the opposite. So does he has a specific indication of how he approaches the sugya. So how does he approach the sugya to tell me that a C-section is late? Omre Shlokish, Omar Kro, look, we have an extra im nekeva te late. Because it started off by saying Zakar, right? So, the Yalda Zakar, the Im Nekeva, that's all I needed to say after saying the Yalda Zakar. So, why do you have to say Im Nekeva Teleid? Therefore, that extra Teleid is the Rabot Yotze Dofen. Verabana, what did the Rabbana do with that Ribui? I mean, by the Rabot Tum Tum Van Droganus. We need that to tell me that the birth of a Tum Tum Van Droganus is Mitame. Also, the I might have thought that unless at the time of the birth it's mevurar, whether this is a zachar nekeva, a zachar vaday nekeva vadayit, and therefore, even though obviously this is something or other, but it's not a zachar vadayit or nekeva vadayit. Therefore, kamash balan tumtum vadroganis is considered to be a proper leida. And Rabbi Shimon, why doesn't he need the extra pasuk of Teleid to be Marba Tum Tum Van Droganes? He learns that out from the Toni Bar Livoy. The Toni Bar Livoy, it says Laben, we darshan Laben and Lavat. That means Kol Shehu Ben. Laben Mikol Makom, Labat Mikol Makom. So whatever is considered to be a Ben or a Bat in the broadest sense, including Tum Tum Van Droganes. And the Rabbanan, why don't they use that pasuk to tell me that which would leave them teleid to be marbe yotze dofen? No, say the Rabbanan. If I wouldn't have laben or labat, I would have said, maybe you're only chayav one korban at the how many or births you have. This is to tell me that you're chayav on every single bain separately and to be chayav you on every single bat separately. And how does Rabbi Shimon know that? Now, Rabbi Shimon knows that from the following brayta. That taught me the Tani Tanaka made Rav Sheshet, Zot Torat Hayoledet, which means you could bring a single korban on many vladot. Now, of course, that sounds like the opposite of what we just learned. Ah, continues the Braita. You might think that this means that you could bring a single korban for both the Leda and Azivas. What? And if you were a Yoledet, that you ate Dam or you ate Chelev, I'd also think you could bring a Karma with. What does Zivas have to do with Leda? Just because it has something to do with reproduction? Sorry. Of course not. Pachat karma, this is obviously not. Sorry, restate that. Ela yachol tavi aleida shalif neimelot. You might think that such that a woman who is yoledet, who gets pregnant again after the 14 days of the nekeva, and then aborts a child after 40 days, so that's already mechayev or a karban, you might think she has to bring, after the 80 days, you might think she could bring one karban. If it was betoch hamalot in achinami, but if it's after malot, after the 80 days, then it's a separate child, it requires a separate korban. So this is the makor zot Torah Tehillah. This and only this, we say you could bring one korban for many children. That's only if they were all born within the 80 days. Rabbanan, that's a pretty good raya. So why don't the Rabbanan? You learn from here, leaving Labeinu Labad, which then leaves them free to have the drosha of Teleid. Ah, say the Rabbanan, even though it says Zot, I still need Labeinu Labad. You know why? Because Sagdat Hanamina betray Yibure. Look, all you've told me is that if she had a baby and then got pregnant again and then had another baby, that's all you told me. How about if she conceived once and delivered twice? How about them? Even though one was after Malot. And we know of a case like that. B'chadi Bura, like Yehuda and Chizkiah, the famous children of Rabbi Chiya, that were born months apart. So one is Betoch Malot, one is Acha Malot. But okay, but they're both the same pregnancy. So maybe there you'd say you're chayav only one korban. There, Fani Labeinu Labat, to tell me you're chayav on each birth separately. That even in that case, you should know that even though Rabbi Shimon argues here when it comes to the din of Bechor Adam and of a Leidat Adam, when it comes to Kachim, he's made that a C-section does not have Kedusha. It's not Kedushas because Kedushas Aguf. So it's not Royal Mizbeach. Why? Because he says, look, it says the lashon of Leida together with a Bechor, as it does the same lashon by Kachim, Shor or Kesev or Hizki Yivaleid, and Bechor Asher Yivaleid. So just like Leida by Bechor, by definition, is vaginal. You can't have a Bechor unless the Bechor is Petaraka. So then I know that it obviously has to be normal delivery. That means that the Leida that appears elsewhere is also considered to be Dafka. It shouldn't say Peterecha, it should say Derech Recha. Has to be Derech, obviously it doesn't have to be Peterecha, but it has to be Derech Recha. Wait a minute, but it says Leida by Adam too. So how do you know whether to learn the Behema of Kachim, that's not a Bechor, to learn it from Bechor Behema? Maybe I should learn it from a regular Adam. V'yalda Zachar. So how do you know? Why not say, Leida mi Adam? That just like Rabbi Shimon has just proved that an Adam that's Yotze Dofen is considered to be Kodesh V'Bechora, Afkan Yotze Dofen is Kodesh, is considered to be a Leida, sorry, I keep saying Bechora, is considered to be a Leida, so too, by Behemoth Kodeshim is considered to be a Leida. Well, it's more mistaber to learn out from Bechor, isn't it? Look, a Bechor, we have the same lotion of Shivat Yamim Ye'imimo. Vaya Shivat Yamim Tachat Imo. It doesn't only say Leda, it's Imo. Well, that's all very nice, but what about learning it from Adam, where the Adam is a Poshet, not a Bechor? So, wouldn't it make more sense to learn a regular birth from a regular birth as opposed to learning a regular birth from, obviously, a Bechor by definition is a vaginal birth, so it doesn't really make sense to say that a non-Bechor should have the same limits of being vaginal as a Bechor. Why would I think that? So let's learn it out of a portion. Okay, then there's another reason. Bechor havi le'lamelaf For many reasons. First of all, aim. In both cases, talking about tachat imo. Okay. Furthermore, both of them are behemot kodashim. I mean, an adam is not a behemah, and an adam is not kodashim. Okay. And both of them have been a mafigal, a noiser, and tamei. I mean, so it makes sense to learn animals from animals, kodesh from kodesh, and all the dinim of kodashim. Well, I could still say adarabba. It makes more sense to learn from adam. Because, I mean, first of all, you're learning from Pashut, not from Bechor. You're not limited to Zohar. Like, if you're learning from Bechor, by definition, you're limited to Zohar. And here we're learning the Keva. So it's really crazy. We learn the Keva has to be a vaginal delivery because the Zohar has to be a Bechor, and therefore, I mean, come on. So, it makes much more sense to learn from Adam, where Adam is referring to either Zohar or Nekeva. The Adam is in Kodesh, and there's no din of an Adam as a matanat kuna, and so on. So why not learn from there? No, because Zanech Lefishin. You're right, but add it up. There's more reasons to learn the Behemah from Behemah. Om Rav Chiya Bereda Rav Udim Shveda Rava. You know, there's actually a braita that supports Rabbi Yochanan's contention that Rabbi Shimon is meida when it comes to behemas kochim that a yotze dofen does not have kedushas aguf. And here is the braita. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zot Torat Ha'ola Hi Ha'ola. Okay, now we have here three miutim. You'll remember this beautiful machlokas that we had in Zvachim. We're going to have a year once again about im olu lo yerdu. Which things im olu lo yerdu? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have only three specific miyutim which we apply, and those are things we're going to see in what area he argues with Rabbi Shimon in a minute. But he says those three things, shlosha miyutin, what are the shlosha miyutin? The zot is specific, and the he, and the ha'ola, the second ha'ola, the first one we need for the drasha of ha'ola, ola rishona, which is Rava's famous drasha. Nothing can come before the carbonola of the bokeh. But here we have three separate miyutim. What do they come to tell us? Prat l'nishkata v'layla. The Gemara goes through in Zvachim, why the heck these three things particularly, and it shows why these are things that you don't find any cases where we are matir and so on. So prat l'nishkata v'layla, shenishpach dama, where all of the blood fell, even though it's in the cup, as Tosfos points out, and the case where all of the dam is yotze chutz l'kelayim, where over there, even if it was put up on the mizbeach, it should come back down. Rabbi Shimon Omer, look, the word ola means something that has at least a time if it's been kosher. So that means that it was psuloi bekodesh, not non-psuloi bekodesh. This means anything. So the other things, everything else according to him, if it was psuloi bekodesh, everything is im ola lo tered, everything else is it im ola, then it should be yored, because it's something that doesn't have kedusha bechlal. So, comes along Rabbi Shimon, and let's take a look at the list of Rabbi Shimon, because then we're going to see exactly what he thinks about a yotzi dofen. Rabbi Shimon says like this, when it says zotarat ha'ola, so you would think an ola means dafkan ola kshera. Now how do you know all of your supposed cases? Nishkata balayla, ha-ha-ha, nishpach dama, yotza dama chutza kalayim, and besides, which Levice is also noted to, ha-lon, ha-yotze, ha-tamei, ha-notar, she-nishkat chutza zmano v'chutza mekoma, that means with the makshevet, chutza zmano v'chutza mekoma, she-kiblu psulin, or zarku et damo, or how about ha-nitanim lamala, like the ola, sa'of, there was nitanim lamata, or by the name of vice versa, nitanim lamata, shumatan lamala. How about the ones that are supposed to, the dam is supposed to be put on the mizbeach hachitzon, you put on the mizbeach hapnimit, you're supposed to put on the mizbeach hapnimit, put on the mizbeach hachitzon. The Pesach, the Chatos, that were shechta shalom l'shma, which we know that pasul, as opposed to all other behemoth, korbanos or kodesh, even shalom l'shma, How do we know that all those things also are meant that if you put them up, they don't come down? Talmud Lomar, Zotara, Tola, Riba, Tora, Katakololi. Anything. I don't have your three extra limudim to be mamayit, even cases where psulei b'kodesh, such as the shkuta b'layla. Now you might think, and here is our raya, you might think that we should even include those things which are possible, because they could be possible before we even made them kodesh. So let's say you have a roveya, a nirva, a muktzatava eskachavim, a neva that was actually worshipped, an etnan zona, which is possible for the mizbeach, a mechir kelev, kilayim, trefa, papam papam veyotze dofen. So you see clearly, Yotzi Dov is in the same category of all of these things that cannot have Kedushat HaGuf. You might think even those things, Talmud Lomar Zoro Zot. How do you know? Where did you come up with the list in both directions? Very simple. So then use your brains. Amrit Marbean Yet Elu Shayap Sulin Bakod Psulan Bakodesh. Anything which Lamaisa had its Kedusha and then it became possible. It came into the Azor and now something happened to it. So that im alu lo yerdu, but I'm motzian yet elu shaloyu psulin bakod psulan bakodesh. Those things which are possible in what they are before I even make them kodesh, and are right to be kodesh, including a yotzei dofen, is not going to be allowed to remain on the mizbeach. It doesn't belong there at all. But what do you see? Katani miat yotzei dofen delo. Do you see that Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying over here that yotzei dofen is not considered to be a behemoth because it's not yivaleh, it's not shivat yamim tachatimo. My love, normal yotzei dofen of any kachim, and that would be exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Yotzei dofen in yoshvin alav yemei tumah v'yemei tahara v'in chayavin alav korban. Rabbi Shimon omer harei zeh kiyalut kol anashim metameot bebeit hachitzon shenemar dam yezoa bivsara aval azav ubakeri einan metamin ad sheteitzei tumatan lechutz totally. And therefore, as we saw earlier, haya ochel b'tshuma v'irgish nizda'azuev harav, ochez b'yama bolea tatshuma. And furthermore, b'tamin b'chol shehu, the re'iya, afil kein hachardal, u'bepachot mikan. Omer Rabbi Mani bar Patish, my time I had the rabbanon to hold only a normal leda is leda, not a yotzei dofen. Amar koi shaki tazria v'yalda zachar. Ad shetei leit b'makom shi mazra'at. Rabbi Shimon, ha'ida afilo lo yalda la ke'en shi izria imot mea leda. And Rabbi Shimon, my time, eh? Amar shlokesh amakra teleit im nekeva teleit. What do I need? Just say im nekeva. You already said v'yalda zachar. The rabot yotzei dofen. Verabbana, no, I need that to tell me about tum tum vandrogenes. So, zachar v'nekeva, it says in the whole parsha of Leda. So I would think that dafke zachar v'dai nekeva v'dai, but a tum tum vandrogenes is bechalal not included. Kamash malan. And Rabbi Shimon says, I know about tum tum vandrogenes from b'detani bar livoi. The tana bar livoi labain b'chol makom, labat b'chol makom. V'rabbana, no, I need that to tell me l'chayev akol bein v'bein, l'chayev akol bat v'bat. Rabbi Shimon says, well, everybody knows that. We know that b'detani tana gemed Rav Sheshet zot tarat hayoledet melamed shebivya korban achad al v'ladot arbe. You might think that even means Yochol tavi al leida vi al zivak yachat. Why are you crazy? But a yoledet achladam, a yoledet achlachelev bechad korban tiskila. Sorry, let me restate that. And a yochol tavi al leida shelifnei melot val leida shel akram melot yachat. Talmud Omar zot v'rabbanan. It's true that I learned that out from zot. But afagav dechtiv zot, I still needed extra diyuk from Laben Olabat. Because sat gaitach amina, that's only if she conceived twice betray bura. But how about a case where one child is delayed, but it was all one conception? Bechadi bura, like you had a chizkiyah. B'nei Rebichiyah. So over there, maybe I would say, okay, I mean, that's basically a single Leda of two children. Is not called Kodesh from the Mizbeach. My time, Gomar Leda, Leda Mipchor. Mahatam Peter Rechem, Afkan Derek Rechem. Why? Ligmar Leda, Leda Miatam. Mahatam Yotzidofen, Afkan Yotzidofen. Well, Mistavim Mipchor, Avigl Mela, not from Adam. Shekin Imo Mi Imo, Adraba, Miadam Avigl Mela. Shekin Pashut Mi Pashut. Okay, mi bukhara vayil meila. Shekein im, ve'emat, kodashim, pigul, notar, v'tamei. Oh yeah? Adarabha, mi adam avayil meila. Shekein pashut, zakhar, kodash, v'matana. Yeah, bahanak v'fishin, ha-ha. Omrif kibarayda v'vunim v'shmeida rava. Tan yad v'isa yeya leil rav Yochanan, and that Rabbi Shimon would be made at by ve'emat kodashim, that it has to be not a Yotzei Dofen. What is the raya? Reb Yudomim. Zo Torat Ha'ola Hi Ha'ola Harelu Shlosha Miyutim Prat Nishkara Balayla Shnishbach Dama and Shiyatza Dama Chutz Lekelayim She'im Alta. Take it down. Reb Shimon Omer, on the contrary, Ola Ein Liela Ola Kishira Minayin L'Rabot Shnishkata Balayla V'Shnishbach Dama V'Shiyatza Dama Chutz Lekelayim. And not to mention Halan Vayotzei Ve'Atamei Ve'Anotar V'Shenishkat Chutzes Mano V'Chutz Bekomo V'Shekiblu Psulin Or Zorku Edomo Or Anitanin Lamala Shenetanan Lamata Or Nitanin Lamata Shenetanan Lamala Or Nitanin Bachut Shenetanan Befnim Nitanin Befnim Shenetanan Bachut Or a Pesach Or a Chata Sheshakta Shelo Lishmo. All cases, how do I know that Im Allah Lo Tered? Talmud Lomar, Zo Torah Dola, Riba Torah Achat, V'chol Ha'olim, She'im Alulo Yerdu. Now you might think that if that's the case, Yochoshani Marbe, Et Harovea, V'anirva, V'amukce, V'anevad, V'aetzlan, V'amachir, V'akilayim, V'atrefa, V'yotzei Dofen. Talmud Lomar, Zot, Umara Ito L'rabot Et Eilu, V'lotzi Et Eilu, אחר שריבה כתוב ומיית אמרת מר ואני את אלו שהיו פסולן בקודש מוציא אני את אלו שלא היו פסולן בקודש בלוקי לוקי קטני מיד יוצא דופן דלו my love יוצא דופן דקודשים.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Find the name of Perek. We're unholding on Daf Mem today. Nida Tafin Samachay. Yotzei Dofen in Yoshvi. Alav Yemei Tumah Vimei Tarav. In Chayvim Alav Korban. So according to the Bnei Kama, a child that is born by Caesarean is not Mechayev the mother any days of Tumah, as long as, of course, there wasn't bleeding associated with it. Vaginal bleeding. It doesn't offer her any Yemei Tahara. And it's also not Mechayev or Korban, because it says if she didn't give birth in terms of the dinim of the Torah. This is not called Leida. Rabbi Shimon Omer Rezek Yalut. It's the equivalent of a regular delivery. Kol Anashim Mitam'ot B'Beit Achitzon. Generally speaking, women are always Mitame with their dam or with their zivas once the blood has left the womb. The blood can even be still within the folds of her flesh. However, a male, whether he's being matami with zivas or whether he's being matami with keri, only becomes tame once the liquid that's being matami him has completely exited the body. Therefore, as we saw earlier, hayal chel b'truma. Someone who's in the middle of eating truma, and he senses that he's about to ejaculate, he should hold his phallus strongly to prevent the ejection, and then swallow the truma quickly so that he's not metamim.
And the shiur of Tuma is at the tiniest amount, even like the seed, a mustard seed or less, is already mitam. Omer Rebani Bar Pakish Maitamayo de Rabbanan. Why does the Rabbanan hold that a Caesarean is not considered to be a birth? Or makro ishoki tazriya v'yalda zachar. Why does the Torah mention the hazra'a? To tell me, achat teleid b'makom shim bazra'at. That the leida has to be in the same place in which the original hazra'a occurred. So only a vaginal delivery is kosher to be considered to be a leida. And any other way of removing a child is not considered to be leida. Rabbi Shimon, what does he do with that? He says, that's l'shitati, remember, that afilu lo yalda like ein shehizriya imatumei aleida. Remember that Rabbi Shimon's shita before was that the shilya babayis, it doesn't matter if it was a vlad, because we say the vlad was completely nimok, and it turns into water, basically. So according to him, I need this extra pasuk to tell me that even a vlad that turns into water, completely liquefied, so it becomes the equivalent of that which was the zera in the first place. So yishakti tazriya, even if the output is the same as the input, so to speak, the same, just liquid, it's still going to be matami. And the Rabbanan, of course, they don't need this drush. Because according to the Rabbanan, shilya babayet habayet hameh. So the fact that something is nimuk is never considered to be completely gone, and therefore they don't need a pasuk to tell me it's matami 2 months later. But according to Rabbi Shimon, in terms of Ilkas Tuma, the blood isn't even here, so then I need to know that it has a din of Leda Afapike. Rabbi Shimon, my timing, what's Rabbi Shimon's reasoning that he says that even a Caesarean delivery is considered to be a delivery? Omar and Shlaki, she learns it out from the Pusik. Omar Kwa, the Torah adds by the Nekeva, the Im Nekeva Teled. Why does it have to say teleid? What else are we talking about? We were just finished talking about a zacha. So it should have said ve'im nekeva. But instead of saying, it starts all over again. And if she gives birth to a nekeva, we're talking about giving birth. Ella must be that the teleid is marda. The teleid is marda, a whole new type of leida. And that comes to include even a yotze dofen, a rabba's yotze dofen. Was the Rabbanan say, no. Teleid, you remember what that comes to tell me. That Aumi Boile the Rabot Tum Tum Vandrogonus, we had before that drasha to teach me. That I might have thought, the Torah specifies a male and a female. So if it's a Tum Tum Vandrogonus and we can't define male and female, maybe that's not included. The Chalamatin of Leda, the Chalamatin of Tumor, the Chalamatin of Carbon, the Chalamatin of Dam Tayar. Therefore, Kamash Malam, that it to be Marba Tumtum Vadrogadis in the din of Leda. And you shouldn't think that it means Zachar Vadaina Kevava Da'id Velo Tumtum Vadrogadis. Kamash Malam, even a Tumtum Vadrogadis. Well, that's a good point. So how does Rabbi Shimon know Tumtum Vadrogadis? No, Rabbi Shimon learns it out by the Tony Balivoi. The Tony Bar Levoi, Labain o Labat. I have to just repeat now, Labain o Labat. To tell me, Labain mikol makom, and Labat is Labat mikol makom. There's any type of Bain. Or you're going to say that it's of dubious Bain. Fine, that's included. Any kind of Bain. It's a dubious Bat. Any kind of Bat. So it includes Aretum de Madrug. It's Rabbana. Rabbanan say, no, that pasuk is a very important pasuk. Teach me a chayav on every separate leida. L'chayav al kol bein v'bein. That tells me that you're chayav on each child, each male child and each female child. Not each child of the delivery. But let's say this woman delivers a baby. And then within the melos, she becomes pregnant again. And then she has a baby later. So you'll say, I didn't get a chance to bring my first carbon. Let me cover both of these with one carbon. No, la bain or la bat. Each bain is separate. Each bat is separate. And according to Rabbi Shimon, how does he, so if he learns la bain or la bat, comes to tell me to him to mandrogenis, so how does he know to be mechayev al kol bain v'bat? Because Rabbi Shimon not claiming the tani tana kameh the rabsheshes. He learns it from the same place that the tana said to rabsheshes. Zot Torah Hayoledet Malamit Shemidiyah Korban Al Bladot Harbe. That if a Yoledet has many children, she only has to bring one korban, because zot Torah teyoledet means one Torah. The Torah that's defined here, what's defined here? One korban. She's the yoledet, she brings one korban. And if she had more than one child, and let's say she had triplets, one korban. And let's say she gets pregnant during the 80 days of the Nekeva, and she has a miscarriage, still one korban. You might think, says the Gemara, if that's the case, you might think she could bring one korban for Leda, include in it her Zivas, because, I mean, it's all basically to be Matayer. Come on, what kind of ridiculous question is that? You're telling me that if she's a Yoledes, and she eats Dam, and she eats Chelev, so because she's a Yoledes, she should bring one korban, and she'll cover her korban of Dam for Chelev. I said, what's the connection over here? So you're going to say over there also for Chad korban Tizkela? What? Because she's bringing one Chad, she might as well cover a lot of different things? Yeah, cover a lot of different things. Zivez b'chayev a korban, Leidez b'chayev a korban. What kind of havamin is this? You're right, you're right, you're right. The question really was, Yochol tavi aleida shelifnei melot, v'aleida sheliachar melot k'achad. You might think that you can bring that korban on a child that was born before the end of the 80 days of the Nekeva. And you'll include with that single korban, you'll cover a child that was born after the 80 days, after there was already a chiyuv of a korban for the first leda. No. Once there's a korban that's chayev from the first leda at the end of 80, it will not cover any additional births. Why do I know that? Talmud Loma, zot Torah Tola, only this case. In other words, in a case where it's covered by the single chiyuv korban, then Torah Tola. But there are other cases that are not covered by a single korban. Logic dictates that that's a reference to a case where there was a new hitchayvut, because it came after the time of the chiyuv korban on the original birth. And so you can't say retroactively, well, it's chayav a korban, might as well include this in the korban. What do you mean, might as well? This created now a new chiyuv. If, however, the original chiyuv wasn't called yet, so I could say, okay, this chiyuv now covers all of the births that were included in that time. So if you would have a case, let's say, poor Yud and Chizkiyah, they became now, you know, the zygotic simon nebuch. But if you had a case like that, so then since one was born 3 months later, it's lacham alayis. It wouldn't be included, even though it was the same delivery, as we'll see. Because the Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with this? Say the Rabbanan, no. Because how would you know that? How would you know that there would be a chiyuv in a case like that? Because let's say it says zos. I still need labenu labat. I can't use labenu labat to tell me the din of tumtum androgynous. Why not? Because zagadah, I mean, how am I going to betray yibure? Abu b'chad yibure, k'gon yehuda b'chizkir b'nei rebifiyah, emu b'chad korban sagiva. You see, even though you brought me a raya that a birth that comes after the yischaivus of the korban on the first birth can't be included, I would think that's only if it's not from the same pregnancy. But b'nei rebifiyah, they were 3 months separated, but they were the same pregnancy. So I would say, okay, one pregnancy seems like you could bring one korban. Kamash ben an extra pasuk to tell me that even one pregnancy where the delivery is outside of the Yimei Malot also requires a separate korban. So for that, I need love. I know.
I said twins would have one korban.
One was a 7 month gestational twin.
But normal twins would have.
No, normally it's they're matched in terms of gestation too, but this is
an example. If you have a boy and a girl, it's one problem.
If it was delivered within 80 days.
So that's the thing. It has to be within 80 days so.
You need enough time to go around the world, basically.
There's no regular twins, only one, right?
If they're delivered within 80 days. In other words, we don't care what they are. We don't care how she got pregnant. We don't care about anything. We care about the leda per se. When was the leda? That's all we care about. We don't need any more details. So as long as it's within Yemei HaMelos, within 80 days,
Well, the days for girls, I mean, isn't that the...
As long as it's within the carbon, what's the difference with the, whether the other one is a boy? The point is, the chi of carbon. You got 80 days for the chi of the carbon. And don't forget to make allowances for the international baseline. That would be a real question. That's my official problem. No wonder they made that the movie, huh? You're around the world in 80 days. You have to figure out, do you go according to the time where you gave birth? No humor in this room, gentlemen. Come on.
I'm just slow.
Om Rebbe Yochanan. Says Rebbe Yochanan, even though in our Mishnah says that according to Rebbe Shimon, his Assyrian delivery is a leida, that's only for humans. Humans can deliver by cesarean and be called a leida, but when it comes to kachim, even Rabbi Shimon is leida. But kachim, the animal does not get kedushas aguf. So if you're... So in other words, you try to bring a carbon, that's yotzei doifen. It's like being Magdish Umum. Because you can't bring this carbon to the Mizbeah. Therefore, the Kedushan is not Kedushas Aguf. You can be paid it. It's Yoitzu because it's Velilave. It's considered to be Chulun the Chol Dover after you're paid. It only has monetary value. Why? When it comes to humans, he said that this is a normal birth. Because when it comes to Kachin, says Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to Tkachim, my time up. Goma leida leida mi bakar. Just like by bakar, it talks about kiyiva leid, and over there it has to be vaginally, because, I mean, the whole point over there is peter recha. And if it's delivered by cesarean, there's no recha, not its poter. Therefore, it wouldn't be a bakar. So we understand that the meaning of leida by Tkachim should be derived from bakar. Ma hatam peter recha. Afkan sotu by all kachim, it means peterechem, because it says later there too. So, I understand, but it says later by humans. So how do we know to learn out kachim from Bukhar? Maybe we should learn out kachim from humans? And say, okay, Bukhar obviously is a special thing, because the whole problem of a Bukhar is that it's a peterechem. What does that have to do with a normal kachim? That should be the same as a normal human. What's nafkamina? The baby comes out from where? Who cares? The fact is, there was a delivery. That's all that matters to us.
This kachim, was the mother kedusha? I don't know kachim.
No, no. I take an animal that was born by cesarean, and I make it a carbon. It's not kosher. It's the equivalent of a balmu. So says the Gemara, who's to say to learn it from Bukhar? Why don't I learn it out of Adam? Ma'asim Yotzei Dofen, just like an Adam Yotzei Dofen is considered to be a Leda, Avkan Yotzei Dofen, so too by an animal, unless it's a Bechor, of course. Well, I mean, we're Mistaber, we should learn out of a Bechor, no? I mean, it says, in both of those cases, it uses the word Imo, right? Shivas Yomim Yeh Imo, or Shivas Yomim Tachat Imo, so. In both cases, it stresses the motherhood element. Well, I would say, Adarabha. Miyodam habi leil melech, shekein pashut mi pashut. I mean, does it make more sense to learn out a non-Bechor situation from a non-Bechor situation? The Adam has nothing to do with the Bechor. The case that you want to learn out from Bechor is unique, because you're defining a Bechor by the fact that it's Petarechem. But that's not defining Leda by the fact that Petarechem. So it makes more sense to learn Poshet out of Poshet. Well, look, if you want to start up with me already, I'll throw the book at you. I mean, Bechor, Havilei Lamelech, it makes more sense to learn out of a Bechor for many reasons. First of all, they're both aims. Second of all, they're both animals. They're both behemoths. Third of all, they're both kachim. Fourth of all, they both have a din of pigol. Fifth, they have both a din of doser. Sixth, they have a din of tamei. Now, none of that applies to people. So, well, adarabha. I mean, you want to throw the book at me, I'll throw the book at you. We should learn it out of Adam. Because after all, the Adam and the regular Kachim is Pashat Mipashat. The Adam and the regular Kachim is not only Zohar. Your other case is Dafka Zohar from Zohar. This is a Din of Bechor. Over here, we're learning out anything, La Dafka Zohar. And furthermore, the cases that you have over there, whether it's Adam or whether it's Kachim, are not Kadosh. They're not automatically Kadosh. I mean, Bechor is automatically Kadosh. And furthermore, they're not matanais. The case of a bechor is a matana to the kohen that the Torah gives to the kohen. An adam and an animal is not a matana. You have to make it kodesh, and that's all. So doesn't that make more sense that they should be similar? The adam and the behemoth kachim as opposed to the bechor? Yeah, it does actually. But the last I counted, six is more than four. So we'll follow the six. Hanat mafishi. So my book was heavier than your book. And when I threw the book at you, I win. Over at Tia Bereder Ravuna Mishmeda Rava, Tanya de Misayele Lurab Yochan, we have a brisa, famous brisa we've discussed many times in Kachim, which is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, that even though Rabbi Shimon holds that by a human, a Caesarean is a proper delivery, but when it comes to a behemoth, it's not considered to be a proper behemoth for the Mizbeach. Where do we see this? The practice is like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zot Torat Ha'ola, He Ha'ola. Now, Zot means this and no other. He means this and no other. Ha'ola means this and no other. Now, it's true that there's two Ha'olas, but the first Ha'ola, remember, is one of the most famous drushas in the world, which is Rava's drusha. Ha'ola, Ha'ola Rishona. It's reference to the first korban that's brought, the tamid shel shachar, and that all other korbanos have to be brought on that. But that's used for something else. But besides that first ha'olah, we have over here harei elu shalosh miutin. We have over here three expressions of specificity. Zos, he, and ha'olah, correct? That comes to tell me that the laws of the Mizbeach, what it's talking about over there, hi'olah, lamogdah, lamizbeah, la'ish kalalayla, from there we learn that something that wasn't meant to be on the Mizbeach, once it's brought up to the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach starts eating it, you don't take it down off of the Mizbeach. That's called Im Allah Lo Tered. If it went up, it doesn't go down again. But the limitations, the Zos and the He and the Ha, so Zos, He, Ha, tells me that there are three cases that you do not leave up on the Mizbeach, says Rabbi Yehuda. Prat l'nishkata balayla, if the animal was shechted in the middle of the night, or shenishbach tama, if its blood spilled before being sprinkled on the Mizbeach, or shiatzad dama chutz kelayim, if the blood was removed before it was from the Beis HaMikdash, before it was put up, even if it was brought back in, those cases are not included. And email tatayrate. If they went up, they should be brought down again. And the Gemara in Tzvachim analyzes why those specific things Rabbi Yehuda holds are the things that are least likely for the Torah to be matir on the Mizbeach. That doesn't interest us in our sugya. What interests us is the next piece. Rabbi Shimon, of course, we're trying to bring a raya to Rabbi Shimon Shita that should be alibi to Rabbi Yochanan that a yotze dofen is indeed posel for karbonis. By Kachim. And this is why we're bringing in this whole thing, even though it has nothing to do with our sugya, this is a Kachim sugya. But Rabbi Shimon says, I disagree with you. Those three things are also included. But here's how to understand. It says Ola. Okay, now the Pashtus is that Ola means an Ola Kshera. So he's saying Ola. Minayin l'rabot shnishchata b'layla. How do I know to even include on the Mizbeach, not to take it down? Something that was shechted at night, which you, Rabbi Yehuda, says should be taken down. No! Shenishpach dama, how do I know to include even something that the blood was spilled? How do I know even to include something, shiatza dama chutzakilayim, something where the dam was removed from the Beit HaMikdash? All the cases that you claim come down, I claim do not come down. Not to mention the cases that you agree with me, which is the case of halan, where the blood was kept overnight, or the meat of an oila was yotze, or Tame, or Nosar, where the meat became now actually left after the time of which was mutter to eat it, or to bring it, if it's an oila. Shenishchat chutz lizmanai. It was shechted now with a machshava, not actually chutz lizmano, but at the time the shechita was going, had in mind now to eat or to bring the carbon on the wrong time, beyond the time that's mutter, that's pigul. The chutz lizmanai, which is the lower level of pigul. Again, he only had in mind to do this, didn't actually do it. The Shekiblu Psulin or Zorku Adaman, or a Kohen who's Pasul or a Zar, is Mekabal Adam, or Zerik Adam. Vanitanim Lamala, or blood that was meant to be put above the red line, above the halfway mark on the Mizbeach, such as the Chatas, Shinatan Lamata, or Nitanim Lamata, or blood that was meant to be put on the below the red line, such as an Eila or a Chatas Ha'ot, Shinatan Lamala, or blood that was meant to be put on the Mizbeach HaKitzon that was brought inside of the Heichal and sprinkled inside? Or how about the blood that was meant to be inside? Let's say we're bringing a par Kohen Mashiach, we're bringing a par Helam Dover for the Tzibur, where we would normally bring it inside of the Beis HaMikdash, and here instead we put it on the Mizbeach outside in the Chotzer, or a Korban Pesach and a Korban Chatas that were Nishchat Shelo L'Shmam. Those are the only Korbanos that are possible if the Nishchat Shelo L'Shmam. How do I know that all of those cases, once they're up on the Mizbeach, stay up on the Mizbeach? Minayin? The following is the case of all Olot. Riba Torah Achat V'chol HaOlim Shimalu Lo Yerdu. It's coming to tell us anything that gets up there shouldn't be taken up there, off of there. Now, and here comes the critical part. Yoko Shani Marbeh. You might think that I should include in that list of things that don't come down off of the Mizbeach, I should even include a Roveya, a Nirva, a male or female animal that was used for sexual perversions, or a Muktze, because it was set aside to be brought to Prophetess Yerchavi, or a Ne'avat, something that was actually now worshipped, or an etznan that was used to pay a prostitute, or a mechir, something that was used in exchange for a dog, or a kilayim, where it was the offspring of a mixed mating, or a trefa, or a yotzei dolphin. It's there, and it's Rebbe Shimon. It's Rebbe Shimon saying, yotzei dolphin is no good! And so you might think even those things remain up on the Mizbeach. No way, Jose. Yotzei dolphins don't stay up there. Talmud Lomar, zot! Only those things, not all things. Now, wait a minute. Mara Itilarato at the table. Where'd you get, like, the idea that that list is the kosher list, and this list is the non-kosher list? Sounds like you picked it out of a hat to me. I mean, you got a whole list here, 20 different things.
What? Does come down.
It does come down. You can't leave it up there. Says Rabbi Shimon, it's very logical, I'll tell you. Acha Shariba HaKatuv V'Mi'et. Look, on the one hand, the Torah is telling me, leave it up there. Teiras Eila. There's one Teira for any Eila. On the other hand, it says, but I don't mean this completely. Not across the board, okay? It means it leaves it up to me to establish which things are most reasonable. I'll tell you. Marva Niyat Eilu Shayatsu An B'Kodesh. I am going to include all the things that became possible after they were already brought to the Mizbeach. But I will not include Motzi Ani Es Elu Shelo Hayu Psulim B'Kodesh, things that were possible completely before I even began bringing them to Beis HaMikdash. The thing was a Yotzei Dofen, it was born by Caesarean. That has nothing to do with bringing it to the Azorah. Those things I'm not going to include in being allowed up. It's not a balmum, it's the equivalent of a balmum. It's a pagam in it that's congenital, so to speak, and mamela. It wasn't psula b'kodesh. That's how rational psula b'kodesh all over. It's from the time that I brought it to Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos suggests that the psul can only become posel after its hugdash. That's the meaning. Not that it actually happens in the Beis HaMikdash. But that this thing, in other words, let's say, we have certain things that can become possible only after they were already Kodesh. Mm-hmm. Other things become possible before. In other words, you can't have a Yotze before it's Kodesh. You can't have a nishkat of a Laila before it's cut.
Because davar shalom alam, you can't. I could say they have
you
can't say
davar shalom alam. The psul, there's no such. What is nishkat of a Laila?
You can't say an animal. Say when this baby, when this cow gives birth, I'm gonna, that's going to go to hekdesh. You can't say before it's born.
No, that's not what you should ask. You should ask about vodas kachim. But okay, fine. But that's the same thing. It's only after it's kadesh that it would become possible. The concept doesn't would not be right.
Okay.
In the case of let's say all of the opening cases, the nishkat of alayla, the yatsa, and so on, is all kadesh. Over here, the concept of a psul, that's it's an accident if it is kadesh, but the psul can exist before. Rovei Avenir of Yotzei Dofen. But what are you going to say? It's a psul of Yotzei. What does Yotzei mean? Yotzei from where? Nishkata Balayla. I understand. I check whenever I want, day or night. What are you talking about? So it's all those things that are things whose very psul is only because it's Kaidesh. Those are things that go up. Those things that are Be'etzem of psul, those things come down. That's how Tosus learns. However, he doesn't like it that much because there's some, he's got some problems with this. And he suggests, this is Machlokes Zevit, every time the sugi comes up, we have this Machlokes Rishonim. He suggests the meaning of psul of Kodesh is the pshat that its psul is a psul of Kodesh. Right? In other words, it's a psul in Kodesh. It's not a psul that exists on its own. It can only exist within the context of the concept of Kedusha. Since that's true, so it remains still B'Kedushas. That's what it's saying. It's Psula, it exists within the context of Kedusha. So the Mela, it stays up on the Mizbeach, because it's Psula. It's, to be even mentioned, it's Psula. You're already talking about a Dover Kadesh. But when you're talking about something which is not a Dover Kadesh, in the word that you're saying, it's Psula. So then it comes down off the Mizbeach. But anyway, meanwhile, what do we say over here? Katanimi has bottom line. Bottom line. Yotze dofen. Okay? It says Yotze dofen de lo. Yotze dofen cannot be kept up there. Now, what do you think it's talking about? Which kind of Yotze dofen? Yotze dofen of what? Yotze dofen of a Bechor? I mean, in my love, Yotze dofen the kachim. It's talking about all kachim. And this means that according to Rabbi Shimon, a Yotze dofen is possible the Kodesh, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Of course, the only way we can get out of this is by saying what we'll say tomorrow, which is, well, maybe it means a Bechor. And I have to explain why that can't be what is meant. You know, by the way, this is so fascinating. As a historical aside, the Rambam mentions in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam mentions, it says, Yotze Dofen, I'll tell you something. He says, I mean, people claim that they do this operation and that it's possible for the woman to recover and have other children after having been delivered by cesarean sounds very strange to me. Davar zar ma'od. In his day, you know, one cesarean, you're lucky to survive, and if you survive, you certainly ain't going to have any more cesareans. Not with your butcher knives. The Rambam makes this. Yes. Davar zar. I mean, Mishnah clearly is talking about a woman who survives a cesarean. It's talking about that you make tayar and so on, but he says, but I mean, they say even that they have babies after that and so on. Is that's a double sign?
Maybe even Rachel, Imenu, could have had, she had a cesarean, maybe she would have survived.
That's not, that's, I guess she passed him like the Rambam.
So the Josh asked me to say something and I missed it.
He chose the wrong person. You were 5 minutes.
Where's
some of those? That's interesting.
At a doctor's appointment.
I'm dead.